It is time for Sarah's Wakey Corner, brought to you by Nibble Lake Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wakey Corner?
Well, 62 years ago today, construction started on the Gateway Arch in St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Now, we randomly talked about this, like, I don't know.
Was that on the air?
A month ago or something? I think so, wasn't it?
I watched a great YouTube video on it, but I don't remember why we talked about it.
I can't remember why we talked about it either, but we're going to talk about it today.
Well, good. Yeah. Let's bring it back.
So the Gateway Arch is a 630-foot-tall monument in St. Louis, clad in stainless steel and built in the form of a weighted catenary arch.
Yes. That's a weighted what? Catenary?
Catenary arch.
Okay.
It is the world's tallest arch. You won't find an arch taller anywhere in the whole world.
Anywhere? Okay.
Nope. It's also Missouri's tallest accessible structure.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Some sources consider it the tallest human-made monument in the Western Hemisphere.
Some consider that?
I don't know where the debate is on that, but apparently
there's some gray area.
Yeah, there's some gray area.
People argue about anything.
It's true. Built as a monument to the westward expansion of the United States and officially dedicated to the American people, the arch, commonly referred to as the Gateway to the West, is a National Historic Landmark in Gateway Arch National Park. It has become a popular tourist destination as well as an internationally recognized symbol of St. Louis.
Yeah.
The memorial was developed largely through the efforts of a St. Louis civic booster named Luther Eli Smith, who first pitched the idea in 1933. At the time, the United States was considering construction of a memorial to Thomas Jefferson as part of recognizing inspirational leaders. Smith said that while riding a train back to St. Louis, he was inspired by thinking that the Jefferson Memorial should be on the actual location that was symbolic of one of Jefferson's greatest triumphs, the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he thought that St. Louis should be
the place
the memorial
for it, right?
Yeah. America was also, at the time, in the thick of the Great Depression in the 1930s, and so many locals did not approve of depleting public funds for the cause.
I can understand that.
Ultimately, it took more than 30 years from inspiration to completion to build the Gateway Arch. The arch was designed by the Finnish-American architect Eero Saarinen in 1947, and construction finally began on February 12, 1963.
Okay. So 63, it started.
Yeah. The arch was assembled of 142 12-foot-long prefabricated stainless steel sections. Once in place, each section had its double wall filled with concrete, pre-stressed with 252 tension bars. Each leg was built independently from smaller prefabricated parts and then joined at the top by a single piece called the keystone.
It's pretty wild.
Which is really amazing.
Because you imagine if they built all that, they got both sides going all the way to the top and they get to that keystone piece.
It just doesn't fit. Yeah. Welders had to work extraordinarily carefully to ensure their measurements were precise because if off by as little as 1/64th of an inch, they would not have been able to join that arch at the top.
And then what would you do? Knock it over.
How many times do you think they check their math on that?
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine sleepless nights for all those years. You were the guy who figured all that out?
Totally.
Wow.
The arch is resistant to earthquakes and is designed to sway up to 18 inches in either direction while withstanding winds up to 150 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
The arch is hollow to accommodate a unique tram system that takes visitors to an observation deck at the top. Each tram is a chain of 8 cylindrical 5-seat compartments with glass doors. The compartments rotate like a Ferris wheel, as they ascend and descend the arch on rails, and this gave rise to the idea of the tram as half Ferris wheel and half elevator.
It's pretty wild. I didn't know much about the St. Louis Arch, and I, didn't research it. I've never been to Missouri. I don't know anything about this. And I watched this video like 2 months ago about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize you could go up in the arch.
I did not know that either until I think you mentioned it.
I just assumed. Yeah. And then there are little windows up there. You can see now when you look at the image. And then it's a full train system that takes you up. I mean, it's really remarkable.
Yeah, there's a lot of engineering
into that, for sure. Unbelievable.
Although an actuarial firm predicted 13 workers would die while building their arch.
They predicted that?
They predicted that 13 workers would die.
They weren't specific about which ones. They just...
Nope. They just said
it's going to be
Dave. That's how many are going to die.
It's going to be Phil. You all right over there?
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
No workers were killed, though. During the monument's construction.
That's wonderful. Good on them.
So the arch was completed on October 28th, 1965, at an overall cost of $13 million.
Not bad.
And it was opened to the public on June 10th, 1967. On June 16, 1965, the Federal Aviation Administration cautioned that aviators who flew through the arch would be fined and their licenses revoked.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, that just is like,
it's
how can
begging
you resist,
for that.
Right?
It's begging for it. Has anybody ever done it?
At least 10.
Okay.
Have disobeyed this order.
Okay, I bet they have, yeah.
Although I don't know if they've been caught, like if they were actually
caught.
Caught or, you know, punished in any way. I don't
disciplined.
Know. Yeah.
Made to sit in the corner.
So the Secret Service has forbidden all presidents from ascending the Gateway Arch due to security concerns because the space at the top is very tight and enclosed, making it nearly impossible to protect a president there.
From what, though?
An attack?
Like, what kind of attack? Like, from...
I don't know.
Aliens?
I don't know.
Like, it's pretty secure. Nobody else can wander in there. You've... Okay. All right. Fair
enough. I don't
know. I'm not going to argue. It's fine.
The only exception was Dwight D. Eisenhower, who signed the order for the construction of the arch in 1954. In 1967, when he was 77 years old, the former president visited St. Louis to give a speech. A trip to the arch was not on his itinerary, but when he showed up early to the monument after it had closed to the public, he insisted on riding the tram up.
Sure.
So he's the only one, the only president who's been to the top.
Because he insisted. By the way, who's going to, if the president says they want to go up, who's going to tell him no? Sorry, president.
Great question.
There's a rule.
Great question.
You can't go.
In 2023, more than 2.4 million people visited the Gateway Arch National Park, and that was the most visitors in a decade for that site.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a hot place to be.
Sure is.
You picked out a record to go along with the Gateway Arch, did you, Sarah?
I sure did. So we're going to play a song by a St. Louis native that actually name drops the town also.
Oh.
We're going to play Back in the USA by Chuck Berry.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Chuck Berry and Back in the USA. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Well, because he is from St. Louis.
Yes.
And we were talking about the Gateway Arch.
We sure were.
Which construction started on 62 years ago today.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Go.
Okay, the Gateway Arch is the world's tallest arch.
It took more than 30 years from inspiration to completion to build the Gateway Arch.
And Dwight D. Eisenhower is the only president to visit the top of the arch.
There we go. No more presidents can go up. They've forbidden it.
Yep.
Forbidden it. We had a listener who messaged us on Facebook who said traveling up to the arch is like traveling in a...
Dryer.
Dryer.
He said he took the tram up and it's like riding in a dryer.
Which doesn't sound like fun.
But I could totally picture that, yeah.
I bet it's... I would totally do it, though, if you were there.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see the view from up top.
100%. Folks want to learn more about the Gateway Arch, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Check it out right there. Plus, we Facebook Live this every day at 4:10. You can see behind the scenes. You can watch Sarah just cough and cough.
Not just me.
Cough some more.
Not just me.
I know. It was sympathy coughing as well.
Both of us.
I know. Plus, the archives go up at YouTube. Search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You can see the Wiki Corner archives there at your convenience. And that's it. Back tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Yes.
As long as nobody else gets sick.
That's right.
4:10 will be here. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, next. Legends 102.7.